Well, 6 years ago, teachers were told they could not deduct marks for work that students handed in late. They also had to accept assignments no matter how late. And teachers were forbidden from grading anything with a zero, even if the student was caught cheating. Now, teachers were not happy with this policy. But this September, kids are back in class, and so are zeros. Tony Stack is the English School District's Director of Education. Here's what he had to say about the change.
What would happen is there may be a case where a student would have to be reapproached again and again in order to get the work done. It was about getting the work done so that the person could be evaluated. Simply to walk away and not be accountable for your work and to get a zero is really an easy way out. So now in the new policy, what will happen is zeros can be a result, but it's certainly not the go-to place. There has to be a series of escalating interventions that would occur before a zero would be imposed. It's a punitive measure, obviously, and we want to encourage student achievement and not to diminish hope, but they can be given in the case where all these interventions have been tried and the student would need then that reminder that this is important. So a zero is a possibility, although we would like to think that and believe actually that it would be a very rare event.
That was Tony Stack. He is the Director of Education with the province's English School District. So what do teachers think about all this? Well, Dean Ingram is the president of the Teachers Association, and he's on the line now to talk about exactly that. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning.
So why wasn't the old policy popular with teachers?
Well, in essence, the biggest reason is that the old policy didn't have enough regard for teachers as professionals and allowing them to actually exercise their sound professional judgment and determine the most appropriate means of which to evaluate students.
So, in essence,
the problem right there is that we felt that teachers felt that it was important to recognize teachers as professionals in doing exactly that.
Fair enough. So how is this new policy going over?
Well, so far, I mean, the feedback seems relatively positive. It's something that would certainly turn ownership over to the teachers, respecting them as professionals, and allowing them to do what teachers have always done, make adjustments, make needs, make accommodations where in their professional judgment is felt necessary.
In that clip that we just heard from Tony Stack, he mentioned, you know, after a series of interventions, it's a possibility that a student could be given a zero for something. I mean, give me a sense of when a student might get a zero. I mean, what kinds of, you know, potential situations does a student have to work through?
Well, from my experience as a teacher, which, again, I was a full-time teacher up until this past August, I mean, the intervention would involve something along the lines of a student is assigned a piece of work. They missed the deadline for valid reasons. From that point in time, an alternate deadline might be set. If there's some other extenuating circumstances, alternate work measures could be assigned. But it really came down to a series of interventions. Again, no, I agree with Mr. Stack. The first default position would not be automatically a zero, but again, it comes down to teachers exercising professional judgment to determine what the most logical course of action would be.
What does intervention mean in this case?
Taking steps, I would think, based on the feedback from Mr. Stack, in terms of trying to ensure that students have legitimate opportunities, fair opportunities, to actually allow completion of that work. But it comes down to, again, the teacher exercise professional judgment to ensure that things are done as they should be, respecting the viewpoint of the teacher.
So by the sounds of it, I mean, it could mean extra work for teachers. Am I reading between the lines correctly here?
Well, that is something that we need to be certainly engaged in discussing, exactly what degree of intervention is there. Under previous policy, and the way it rolled out and was implemented, is that if a student chose to or chose not to do the work, they could pass things in basically at a floating deadline whenever they got around to it, and teachers would be there. In terms of extra work, I think the term extra work, I mean, historically, teachers have always made accommodations where, in their professional judgment, it was deemed appropriate. And I'm hopeful that in further discussions with Mr. Stack and the district office, there actually be a clear delineation that it still comes back to teachers exercising sound professional judgment to determine what exactly is in the best interest of students going forward.
What had teachers been experiencing with this policy before the zeros were brought back?
Well, again, from our members, I've heard a myriad of concerns about, again, the same thing, floating deadlines, students submitting work on time. It also had a ripple effect of, again, last night's television interview, I heard Mr. Stack make reference to unintended consequences, and there were. the unintended consequences were that students that previous to this policy would have been apt to take more pride in their work, to submit their work in a timely manner, to complete it in a focused attempt. Those students were drifting back because that same degree of accountability wasn't there. And if they saw one of their classmates not submitting the work in a timely manner, they would follow suit. That was really the unintended consequences.
Okay. So this policy has been in place since, what, 2011 or so?
There was a tweak in modification back then, yes.
So, I mean, this is a whole generation of students that have gone through now without, you know, this, without the possibility of having, getting a zero, for example. I mean, what is this going to mean for those students moving forward?
I think, as Mr. Stack made reference to last night, students will adjust, they will adapt, they will move forward. And forewarned is forearmed. And right now, students realize that their teachers will exercise professional judgment to ensure that the curriculum is delivered in a sound and effective manner and evaluate the same.
What is this going to mean for teachers moving forward? Is this just the beginning of a whole new thing?
Okay, in what sense?
Well, in the sense of it putting the power back to teachers.
I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that what we saw with this moving, and it was very encouraging to hear the district actually acknowledge that there was an adjustment needed based on feedback from not just teachers but the general public. You have to understand that this feedback is not something new. I mean, in the last election campaign, all three political leaders, all three political parties, made it quite clear that this policy as first in place needed to go. That's not a new concept. Feedback from the general public when this was first rolled out in Eastern and other regions of the province also made clear delineation of the fact that there was concerns with this policy and this practice. And I'm hopeful that this is a sign of things to come, where teachers will be consulted as professionals. And I'm looking forward to having those discussions going forward on a lot of other issues. By way of example, the task force report that was recently released back in July. I'm hopeful that as things unfold, and we've made this point quite clearly, that if government, if the school district want to have sound education policy and direction, they need to make a point of consulting with those that know education best, and that being teachers through their professional association. The likelihood of having a successful implementation goes up, the greater degree to which teachers and our professional association is consulted.
Dean, what do you think the chances are that this move is going to improve education outcomes?
I think it certainly is a step in the right direction. I think it certainly has a possibility, and I think, again, but it comes down to that general tenet of respecting teacher professional judgment as teachers, as professionals. And if this is a sign of things come, I think it certainly has great hope for moving forward and improving the education and educational outcomes.
Really appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
That was NLTA President Dean Ingram. It is 7:51.